week two.
Now that I've gotten to know a little bit more about your classroom, I'd like to complete an activity with you that we call the Values Discovery. It helps us think a little more deeply about what motivates you as a teacher.
Okay, that sounds fine.
Great. Take a look at a list of values. You'll notice that it covers a lot of areas, family, creativity, and work, but it doesn't cover everything. Look over the list and identify the top two or three that seem like they're most important to you as a teacher. Does that make sense?
Yeah, mostly, but could you explain a little more?
Yeah, sure. It can be helpful to ask yourself this question. Imagine 20 years from now that one of your students looks back on their time in your class. What do you hope they say was the most important values they saw in you as a teacher? I'll use myself as an example. One of my values as an instructional coach is collaboration. In my opinion, if I end up just telling a teacher what I think they should do, I'm probably not doing my job as well as I should be. So I do my best to collaborate with teachers throughout the process to make sure that the strategies we use are things that feel right to the teacher.
Oh, that's great. It makes a lot of sense to me. I'll look these over and see which stand out for me.
Now that you've had a chance to look over these over, which values stood out to you?
Well, there's a lot of things on here I really like, but I think the most important to me are acceptance, tolerance, respect, and achievement. I think those are the things I value the most.
You really value that your students learn how to treat other people from you. Tolerance and respect. Why do you think those are the first two you mentioned?
Well, I guess there's a few things. First of all, I want them to feel like I am kind to them. I think adults being kind to children makes a big difference. And I hope if they see me being kind, it will help them be kind to each other. And I think learning respect is so important because it helps them be successful in the world. Respecting themselves or other people or even just respecting the rules.
You value giving them skills to be successful in the world and how to build healthy relationships too.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. It always feels like I needed to do more than just teach them lessons. They need to learn life lessons.
They're lucky to have you as a teacher. Tell me more about why you chose the value achievement.
Well, that's something my parents always emphasized for me, that if there were things I wanted in my life, I was probably going to have to work hard for them. And I think it's easy to give up on stuff when it's too tough. But if I encourage them and model for them how to do hard work, maybe they'll be able to have some of the things in life that they want that won't be easy to get. And if I want them to work hard in my class, I feel like I probably should model that for them.
You have really thought a lot about this, and these values have a lot to do with how you try and teach your kids.
Yes, I think you're right. But just having this conversation has me thinking about ways my teaching could incorporate these new ideas.
Great. I'm glad it has you thinking. We should talk more soon about what ideas you're having.